Mayor Bloomberg released his proposed budget for fiscal year 2014, a budget of just over $70 billion. It includes agency cuts, the closing of 20 firehouses, cuts to education, and no raises for the 280,000 municipal employees. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
Mayor Bloomberg presented his proposed budget for fiscal year 2014 today at City Hall. If approved by the City Council, it would be effective July 1. The budget totals just over $70 billion.
And if you look at the whole thing, our city-funded as opposed to total funds. Remember, there's a $70 billion budget, which is everything, and a $50-odd billion budget, which is just city funds. But our city funds' controllable expenses are falling by 1.1%, and I'll show you where that comes from later on, and our non-controllable expenses and debt service are growing by 6.8%. There's a little bit of an aberration of when funds came in, so I'll show you that as well. And the bottom line, if you put it all together, the total $70.1 billion is falling by 0.1% between 13 and 14.
Much of Bloomberg's presentation was done today with slide projections, but the difference between the $50 billion in city tax revenue and the $70 billion budget is the $20 billion that comes from state and federal government for healthcare, welfare, and education. His new budget won't raise taxes. He also added that he expects that all of New York City's $4.5 billion in Hurricane Sandy expenses will be covered by the federal aid that was approved by the Senate last night. That figure, he said, includes emergency public services and damages to public infrastructure. Bloomberg included some forecasts for the economic picture in New York.
Wall Street profit growth, as you can see, way down, way up, way down. It is very worrisome to us what's happening with New York City as a financial center. Some of the banks and foreigners in particular, you hear more and more rumblings that when the U.S. tries to apply its laws to overseas companies, they just don't want to have a branch here which exposes them to some of those things. So we're going to have to work very hard to make sure that particularly the foreign banks in New York City don't walk away from us. They clearly have been cutting back all banks, domestic and foreign, because of Graham Dodd. They're just businesses they can't be in anymore. How that lets them make any money and make loans remains to be seen. And what happens with Graham Dodd, which is apparently really a disaster for the vast, vast majority of the banks, which are small banks that just don't have the resources to comply with all of the requirements. It's also worth noting, I think, that the effect of Graham Dodd is the big banks that were too big to fail are now bigger than they were when Graham Dodd was passed. It has not done what it was supposed to do, and whether Congress revisits it and makes it a more effective law in accomplishing the purposes that we're trying to do, I don't know. Employment continues to go up. Construction and manufacturing, which are pretty, like construction's a $70,000 a year job, those have not recovered, whereas a lot of the professional services, which as you'll see we footnote them here, legal, accounting, bookkeeping, computer science, management, consulting, advertising, etc., that's where the real job growth has been. This is the total tourism. Tourism employs something like 350,000 people in New York City. It's a broad definition of what tourism brings, but tourism's a very important part of our economy, whether it's stores, hotels. Tourists come here and they need services, and then the companies that they buy things from need services. So it really goes through the entire economy. But this is a very envious trend, a record number of foreign tourists in that. And so far, what we can tell, there doesn't seem to be any diminution in the number of people that arrive at our airports and stay in our hotels.
And he said that all the city's 12 agencies have followed through on their cuts to services, which had provided $6.5 billion on savings. And 20 firehouses are unfunded in the budget this year, as they were last year. Bloomberg says New York City could lose 1,800 teaching slots because of the failure of the teachers' union and the Department of Education to agree on a way to evaluate teachers. At Reporters Question Time, this exchange took place between a New York Times reporter and Mayor Bloomberg.
In November, you had said that the budget would not take into account any raises for labor contracts, which has not yet been signed. I'm assuming that's the case here. Is it then reasonable to assume that the next mayor should freeze in any future contracts, or should the numbers be increased?
Our labor force would like to have raises. Most people would like to have raises. The bottom line is it's a struggle, and we've, as you know, had a new program to reduce the deficit by $1.5 billion to balance the budget. If you were to give raises over and above this, we've got to find a revenue source. Given we have 280,000 employees, you can do the math yourself. It would be a very difficult in this period unless the economy were to get dramatically better or we'd figure out how to reduce our expenses a lot more to be able to see how the city could do that. We've given a lot of raises over the years. Teachers continue to get 3% a year, every year, for the first 20 years they work for us. I don't know where the monies would come from. I'm not worried about what people are going to do next year. I think the unions generally understand what I'm trying to do is to protect their workers to at least have jobs. And our pension benefits that they get paid keep going up. The fringe benefits that we pay is income to them, and that keeps going up. So it's not like we're walking away from them. It's just a practical sense. Anybody that says, you know, I'd like to have a 5% raise, 10% raise, there just doesn't seem to be monies for that unless somebody else can find a ways to do it. I don't think the taxpayers of this city or the city council would vote to raise property taxes to do those kinds of things, but maybe they would. I don't know. Yes, sir.
The mayor's budget, the last he will present, will lead to months of negotiations amongst policymakers, elected officials and advocates before the city council approves a budget. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.